News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Over 40% of the names of babies in Northern Ireland in 2022 are considered typos by Microsoft. That's according to research from a new campaign calling on tech giants to correct autocorrect. Cathal Wogan is a spokesperson for the I Am Not a Typo campaign. Cathal, tell us about the campaign.
Thanks, Shane. I Am Not a Typo. We're advocating for greater tech inclusivity. We've undertaken this research into baby names, mostly in the United Kingdom, to show how the technology that we use should be more inclusive and reflect a multicultural society. You know, these are the devices that we interact with every day. And while, you know, it might not be stop and search or a racially aggravated assault, these are the sort of micro things that people experience and sort of realize, though, do you know what, maybe I'm a bit different and maybe I don't fit in here. So, you know, we live in a modern multicultural society. Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales have all been changing. And I think it's probably about time that our technology reflected that.
Is Irish names a particular problem?
Yeah, do you know what? We actually started off very open-minded with this research and we took baby names from England and just checked them. And I think the assumption going in was that you would find a lot of African and Asian names or names of those origin to become up as typos. But actually what we found was that was the case, but also a lot of Irish names, a lot of Scottish names, a lot of Welsh names, and now there's cultural commonalities between those two, or between those three. We found that those were popping up quite a lot as typos, and even in England itself, let alone in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales, these names are actually incredibly popular too. So we went, we looked at Scotland, we looked at Wales, we looked at Northern Ireland, and I hope to look more at the Republic of Ireland over the next couple of months. But yeah, these names were popping up as typos, and a lot of them are, you know, I think one of the most popular little girls' names, take an example in Ireland at the moment, Fia. I've got a little cousin called Fia. She's about 3 or 4 years old. And that's an incredibly popular name. But according to these English UK dictionaries, that's a typo. And that just doesn't seem to reflect the UK, and it doesn't reflect Northern Ireland.
Is there an argument that says, look, you know, that we're talking about the English language, they're Irish names, it's understandable there's going to be an issue there?
Yeah, I think that is a fair question, and I'd hear it out. I think what I would say is, you know, if you were to really get the hump about it, you could potentially change the dictionary that's operating on your phone. I think that feels probably a bit too manual for me. I don't want to have to do that. But ultimately, the United Kingdom, which includes Northern Ireland, is a nation of four nations, realistically. And to sort of just say, oh, well, look, you know, if your name is Nigel, you're fine. But if your name is Fia, you're not, feels a bit flippant to me. And what that says to people like Fia or Ava or Maeve or Cree or, you know, Oisín or Dahi or Euron is, you know, this society isn't really for you. And I know number 10 Downing Street is not operating Microsoft's UK dictionary, but Microsoft, Google and Apple would absolutely have it within their power to sort of make these reasonably minor changes and just show, you know what, we've heard you out. And we can make our systems a little bit more inclusive.
Is it the same in the Republic of Ireland? Does the same problem exist, say, for Irish names?
Yeah, I mean, most Irish names, most common ones, even Cathal is a good example, my own name, wouldn't be a typo in a Microsoft English Irish dictionary. So there is a sort of Hiberno Irish tilted version of English that Microsoft used. You would find it with slightly less common Irish names. But a large amount of them would be better catered for than an English dictionary, than an English UK dictionary.
What are you looking for the big tech companies to do?
I think what we're looking for them to do is it should be really easy. All of the nations of the UK, which includes Northern Ireland, publish this data on an annual basis. It is incredibly easy. It's a spreadsheet. That's how we were able to do this analysis. A spreadsheet is released every single year with the numbers of children born with these names. It does not seem beyond the powers of the Googles of the world, the Apples of the world, to take this data and upload it. And if Microsoft don't know how to use an Excel spreadsheet, then I'd be absolutely shocked. I don't think I would accept that pleading of ignorance.
Cathal Wogan, spokesperson for I Am Not a Typo campaign. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.